Hello.
Hello, this is Cynthia returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Claims Department. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how may I assist you?
Hi, I wanted to file a claim for unemployment.
Okay, so I'll be happy to assist you with filing a new unemployment claim. And may I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. You ready?
Yes.
419-576-9992.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your name?
Mariah Thomas.
Okay, and may I have the name of your last employer?
I think it was Vicky King, I believe.
And what about the previous employer before that?
I can't remember her name, but I remember when I was working there. It wasn't long. I was working at Firehouse Subs before I was working where I got fired from.
Okay, I'm not sure on the Firehouse Sub. What about, have you ever worked at any type of department stores?
Yes, Burlington.
Okay, thank you. And so Burlington is not your last employer?
No, it's not my last employer.
Okay, and what was the name of your last employer?
You want the name of the builder or?
The name of the last company you worked for?
Mulheron Custodial Home.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And have you ever filed unemployment before?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and I have the spelling of your first name, Zimara. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And is there a middle initial?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your date of birth?
04-262-004.
Okay, thank you. And may I have your mother's maiden name?
Tanisha Thomas.
And that's Thomas, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a driver's license number? A driver's license, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have the number?
Yes, let me find that moment like this. It's 10-492518.
Okay, you said 10-492518.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and may I have your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? Okay. And you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Okay, and you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes.
Okay. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Have you worked for the federal government or have you served on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits? Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification? Okay. And you said your middle initial was S, correct? And has your name changed or have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Would you like to provide an email address?
Yes. NARATHOMAS04@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. So I have NARATHOMAS04@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And may I have a phone number for you?
251-373-6112.
Thank you. So that's 251-373-6112.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And just to verify, I have your date of birth as April the 26th, 2004.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your mother's maiden name as Thomas.
Yes.
Okay, and may I have the state that your license is for?
Alabama.
Okay. Okay, and may I have your race? And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And may I have the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. And may I have an address for you?
565 Rickery Street.
And may I have the spelling of your street?
RICKARBY.
So that's RICKARBY?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have the city and state?
Mobile, Alabama.
May I have the zip code?
36606.
Thank you. And is this also your mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said the city is Northdale, N-O-R-T-H-D-A-L-E?
No, Mobile.
Oh, Mobile. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, and may I have the name of the type of work you used to do or the type of work you're doing now?
Direct care.
So like a CNA or a child care?
Yeah, like CNA.
Okay. And are you seeking work in the same occupation?
Yes.
And are you with the union?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Does your employer give you a definite return to work date?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'll say the most is about 10 to 15. Really 10.
Okay. And may I have the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
10.
Okay. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, state or direct, the state debit card or direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and would this be for a checking or a savings account?
Checking.
And may I have the routing number, please?
Excuse me 1 second, please. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it's 10-3100-195.
Thank you. And for verification, may I have the routing number again?
10-3100-195.
Thank you. And may I have the account number?
6891-30393721.
Thank you. For verification, may I have the account number again?
6891-30393721.
Thank you. And is this like a Chime or a prepaid debit card?
Yeah, it's Chime.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't accept any type of cards like that. It has to be a traditional bank like Wells Fargo or Chase or something like that.
Well, I guess I'll get the state card then.
Okay. And so you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits with the AL Vantage prepaid benefits card. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new AL Vantage prepaid card. The Alabama Unemployment Insurance prepaid card is issued by Comaker. There are no monthly fees. There is no charge to make purchases. If you use an ATM that is in network, there will be no ATM charge. If you use an ATM that is out of network, you will have a $1.30 charge for using that ATM. There is no options for cash reloads. There is no charge for checking your balance at the ATM. If you would like to speak to customer service, whether it be automated or a live agent, there could be a possible charge between 0 and 35 cents. Any inactivity on the card, after 12 months, no activity, there will be a dollar charge. For card replacement, it will be anywhere between $4 and $19. For international transactions, there will be a 2% charge of the transaction. These fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is issued. And they'll also have information in the brochure once they send the card out to you. There's no overdraft or credit features. The funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. And there's also, again, a pamphlet in there that'll have general information about the prepaid accounts. And do you understand the terms and conditions of the Alabama Unemployment Prepaid Card?
Yes.
And I do apologize for asking again, but what did you say the name of your last employer was?
Multi-parent Custodial Home.
I didn't hear you. I didn't hear the name. What did you say it was?
Mohair.
Mohair?
Yeah, Mulherin.
Okay. You say Mulherin.
Yes.
Thank you. And may I have their address?
Okay, hold on. Let me not give you the wrong address.
Yeah, because I'm going to need the address as well as their phone number, because I'm not showing that employer listed. So I'm going to have to get their information to be able to add them to be able to, move forward with your claim request.
Okay, it's 2496 Halls Mills Road, Mobile, Alabama.
And how are you spelling the street name?
HALLS MILL Road.
Okay. And you said that was in Mobile?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have the zip code?
36606.
Thank you. And may I have a phone number?
251-471-1998.
Thank you. And may I have your start date?
April 4th, 2024.
And may I have the last day you work? Okay, so what I'll need to do is I'm going to have to reach out to get the employer information so that I'll be able to move forward with your claim. So is it okay if I place you on hold for a few moments?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. One moment. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. And so on your check stub and on your direct deposit, the Moheron, that's the name that it says for the business name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me one moment. Okay, thank you so much for patiently waiting. I'm still waiting on a, let me see. Do you know, have you ever heard of Executive Park Services?
Say that again?
Have you ever heard of Executive Park Services, LLC?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Give me one moment, and I'll be back with you shortly.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently waiting. Do you know if there's a different address?
Ma'am?
Do you know if they would have a different address?
No.
And just to make sure, 2496 Hall Mills Road in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me go ahead and let her know that. Let me see. She. Okay, never mind. I think she got it.
Okay.
It's a realty company, correct?
Oh, what company?
Is it a realty company? What type of company is it?
It's a social service type of organization or something like that.
What type of work were you doing?
CNA work.
So is it like a medical, you're saying, so it's like a medical center?
It was a disability home. That's all I can say to really describe it. I was taking care of adults with disabilities. So.
Okay, I'm letting them know this information. Let's see. Okay, you said Moheron Custodial Homes, right? Yeah, I think we may have it. Okay, so it looks like I'm going to have to edit manually. Let me see. Okay, so I'm going to have to add your information manually. And you do still have the check stubs or access to your direct deposit? Because she's gonna, you're gonna have to show proof of income as well.
Okay. I didn't get paid through them. I got paid from this place called ELM.
ELM. Let me see. And do you know what the ELM stands for?
Give me a second. Employee liability management.
Employee
liability management.
Okay, and may I have their address?
Let me see. 210 South Washington Avenue, Mobile, Alabama, 36602.
Okay. And may I have their phone number?
251-470-0700.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let me see now if I have the right information. Okay, and let's see. You already gave me their phone number. And may I have the city and state that you worked in?
Alabama.
I'm sorry?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, and may I have the reason you're no longer working?
I was fired.
Okay, and may I have the reason you were fired, terminated?
What was the reason? She honestly didn't give me no reason. But I could say that, I don't know, what can I say? Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Oh, because I walked off the walked off the property.
Okay, you walked off the property. Okay, may I have the name and the title of the person that terminated you? I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Vicky King.
And may I have her title?
What's above, like, the supervisor?
Okay. Manager, supervisor, I don't know. You could just put the, I can put a manager or a supervisor, whichever choice. I don't really think that, you know, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, you can say manager.
Okay, thank you. May I have the date that they notified you were no longer employed?
July 28th, 2024.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused you to be discharged?
Can you repeat yourself one more time?
Now, I was asking, what was the final incident that caused you to be discharged, and you stated that you walked off?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, during your work hours?
No, it wasn't during my hours. It was actually on my off day.
Okay, so what do you want me to put where it says, what was the final incident that caused your discharge? It's not going to allow me to move forward without putting anything there. Hello, is anyone there?
I'm still here. I'm trying to think of what can you put there. Because it was honestly her giving me a short notice of her taking away my off day and turning it into a work day and never notified me about it.
Okay, so she's saying that you thought that you were off, but the schedule said that you were supposed to come in?
Complete opposite. I was actually off, but I talked to her about it. She wanted me to come in and work that day, but never notified me before I even got there. She didn't let me know until I got there. The schedule wasn't put out until the day I got back to work. And I never knew that my off day was taken away and turned into a work day without my notice, because I was just working 6 days straight, and she just took an off day away, and that was going to have me working a whole week straight with no off days.
Okay. Okay, and what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to discharge?
Tried to communicate with her.
And you want any comments for the similar act?
Could you repeat that again?
Were you warned about being any issues that you were having on the job? Were you already warned about this issue?
No.
I'm just waiting on it to update. Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day worked? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Hello?
I said no.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is anyone there?
I'm still here.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can you hear me?
Okay. Have you applied for a pension? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Have you applied for a pension? Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you said that you weren't receiving any vacation sick pay or holiday pay, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings that you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the next process we'll be going over is the identity verification. This is how we identify who you are so that we're able to submit your unemployment claim. I'll be asking you a few questions, and the first question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Enterprise, Ham, Gadsden, Selma, or none of the above?
I'm sorry, your phone was breaking up the whole entire time. I don't know if it's my end or yours, but I couldn't hear anything that you were saying.
Okay, it's asking which of the following cities are current association to you? Enterprise, Birmingham, Gadsden, Selma, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay, and based on your background, in what county is 3300 Vassar Hills? Is it in Chambers, Dallas, Jefferson, Perry, or you've never been associated with this address?
Never been associated with that address.
Okay, and which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1742 Morgan Street, 1808 Melissa Court, 24 Sycamore Drive, or 803 Hulk Street, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
1808 Melissa Court.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and what month was Tyrese Thomas born in? Is it March, May, September, November, or none of the above? You're not familiar with this person.
Not familiar with that person.
Okay, and which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? It's asking which street have you never used? Southwest, Yorkshire Run, 22 Drive 19 Apartment, West Drive, 4129 Court South, or all of the above?
The first one.
Is the one that you have not ever used as your address?
Yeah, the first one I have never used.
Okay. Okay, and do you hereby allow me to file an unemployment claim against the state of Alabama on your behalf?
Ma'am.
Do you allow me to file an Alabama unemployment claim on your behalf?
Yes.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, that the statements made in connection with to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay, and the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks. That's ALABAMAWORKS. .alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you've just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking the File Weekly Certification button on the homepage or by telephone at 1-800-752-8999. Sunday at 12:01 through 5 p.m. on Friday. Certificate cannot be made Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. I'll be providing you that at the end of the claim. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, short-term layoff, and claimants attending director-approved training. Your employer, okay. Let's see. It is very important that you read carefully all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you can call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday. Schedule a call back. Your employer regarding your separation require a group interview with us. If so, you will be contacted by phone a letter before decision on your claim is made. Begin January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Did you have any questions?
No.
Okay, next I'll be providing you with your confirmation number. This number just confirms that an Alabama unemployment claim was filed on your behalf today. And I'm just waiting on it to provide that information.
Okay.
Okay, so your confirmation number is going to be 498. 048-705. And your, I'm waiting on it to give me your PIN number. It's going to be 9204.
Could you repeat the first number?
Okay, did you have any other questions for me today?
498-048-705. Okay.
Okay, and did you have any other questions for me today?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, again, this is Cynthia with the Alabama Department of Labor, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.